Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Welcome to the show for another week. And look, it's not every night we say this, but there is a significant chance that within the next hour here on this show, Zach, you might actually get poisoned.
That's not a significant chance. Well, it's a very small possibility. It is a risk I'm willing to take. And I don't think it's a big chance at all.
Well, we haven't filled out any risk assessments for this.
Yeah, I was considering that. Are we allowed to do this?
Basically, you found a mysterious fruit in your garden.
I found a berry and I'm going to eat it.
Now, we don't know what the fruit is. We know very little about the fruit. You've brought it in tonight.
Yeah.
And you're telling me that you are planning currently within the next hour to eat this fruit. Now, this could go awfully.
Yeah, it could go awfully, or it could go great. I could discover a brand new fruit.
You could do. I would just like to, and I don't know whether we can do this unofficially, but if anyone out there listening right now knows first aid, can at least one person who knows first aid...
What we'll do, we'll get producer Michael to look up what to do if you accidentally eat a poison berry.
Yeah, because I just think we need...
There's a wiki article about it.
And I'm sure that will get us through. We don't need... Forget first aid. Wikipedia will get us through that. But look, before we do go ahead with this, Zach...
Yes.
Before we do put... Can we say we're putting your life on the line?
Well, I guess every time you eat something, you're kind of putting your life on the line.
Great. Well, before we put your life on the line, in the next few minutes, I just want to put this... I want to get some second opinions on this.
I'm willing to put it to the people.
Yeah, I think we need to do this before we just rush into you eating something you found in your garden.
I'm willing to let people chime in.
Great, all right,
I can't guarantee that I'm going to listen.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, this could be world first radio. Either we might have discovered a brand new fruit or I might get poisoned live on the radio.
Now, it's not often we get to promise a potential poisoning. I mean, that feels like the next level of evolution for FM radio.
Over the weekend, I was wandering around my yard and I saw some fruit I had never seen before. Yeah. Now, I thought I had seen all the fruit in the world, Dom. You've got your bananas, your grapes, your cherries, need I go on. It's not often you come across a brand new berry. Now, up to this point in my life, I have lived by a rule that I will not eat random berries that I discover on random trees. However, tonight, I am willing to make an exception.
So you've brought the berry in that you've discovered fossicking through your garden. If you want to see this berry, if you go to Collective Noun's Instagram page
and
check out
before, Dom? There it is.
Okay, check out the stories on Instagram
page. It's about a marble size.
It kind of looks
like... It's bright red, which I think is a danger sign. I have heard before you shouldn't eat bright red things. Yeah. But it looks like a tiny pumpkin.
I was going to say...
Would you say? Ribbed.
A little bit like a cherry, but like a ribbed cherry, perhaps. Something
you want to
like
know
that.
The information I know about it.
So you've done a little bit of searching?
Well, what I think I know.
Okay.
I have a free app that you take photos of plants and it tells you what they are.
So this is Shazam for plants.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know how accurate it is.
Yep.
They call it a Brazilian cherry.
Okay. It's a species that originates from Brazil.
And apparently it's edible. But I mean, how do you know for sure?
I feel like this is the principle I live by. If I haven't seen it sold in the shops, it's probably not edible. And I feel like looking at that, I've never seen anything that looks like that being sold at a Woolworths or a Coles.
Yeah.
So I personally would not even go near eating that. I mean, I'm all up for a bit of fun, Zach, but that could... I mean, how many fairy tales start with a character eating a berry they shouldn't and nearly dying?
Well, I could get superpowers.
Well, no,
that is a possibility.
I can hear even in your voice, you're a little nervous about it.
On 131060, should I eat the random fruit I found in my yard? Would like your input. Yeah. If we get a majority of people saying yes, then I will eat it. If people are saying no, that's a really stupid idea, maybe we'll rethink it. Dom, what would you do? Would you eat it?
No way. Honestly, I think you could offer me a few $100s, maybe even
$1,000. I have a number of them here. We're coming into the season, whatever this fruit is. So there's quite a lot on the tree.
Well, I would say, if you eat it and in 3 days you're still okay, then I might eat one. But I have major concerns, Zach, and I think we should say as well, for anyone who does call in, you're not liable. Just to clarify that. If you do call in and say yes and Zach eats the berry, we are clearing you and me of liability here. This is on you, Zach.
I'm pretty confident I'll be okay.
But I just don't know if you should be taking that risk. I think unless you can say, I'm absolutely certain I'll be okay.
Yeah, there is a part of me that's worried, certainly. there's definitely a part of my wife who's worried. And said, can we make sure that we've had someone, like a scientist, say it's safe before you eat it?
Yep.
But there has been a time throughout humanity where man has come across random fruits and we've been faced with a choice. Do we eat it or do we not? And Dom, that is the choice we have right now. 13, 10, 60. Should I eat the random fruit?
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
You've tuned into some potentially very risky radio at the moment.
You know, it's a position that humans have been in for thousands of years. Yeah. You come across a random berry and you have to make a decision. Will I eat it or not?
Now, I reckon hundreds of years ago, humanity decided on which berries are okay to eat and which ones probably aren't. You found a random one in your garden over the weekend, though, Zach. We don't know what the berry is.
No.
It kind of looks like a squashed cherry, potentially.
Like it looks like it's ribbed like a pumpkin.
Yeah.
But it's the size of a cherry and it's red.
That's what we currently have. And you've come in tonight saying you want to eat this berry. I think
someone has to do it.
No, they don't.
There's a lot of fruit on that tree and it could go to waste. It could be perfectly edible.
My vote is no, I would not eat a berry.
I'm pretty sure there's
found.
Only one way to find out. Okay. And that's for someone to eat it.
We've asked the 13, 10, 60, Zach, for a second opinion. Just before you jump into eating a random berry you found in your garden, we thought it'd be a good idea to get some thoughts on this.
Jade in Melbourne, what are your thoughts? Should I eat it?
No, I wouldn't eat it if I was you.
Why is that, Jade?
I'd be scared that you might get sick and land yourself in hospital.
Yeah.
I'm not too afraid of that, to be honest. I am afraid of death. So if it's just a hospital visit, I'm probably willing to take that.
We could do the show from your hospital room for the next few weeks. We can set up
I wouldn't recommend anyone else do it.
No, certainly not. So, okay, that's one vote in the no camp, Zach.
Yep.
We move to Josh in Newcastle. Josh, where do you stand on this one? Should he eat the berry?
Oh, eat the berry, eat the berry, eat the berry. Come on, bro.
That's what I think as well, Josh. Look, Dom.
Yep.
When you're an explorer, when you're someone who's pushing humanity forward,
yep.
Occasionally, you have to take a small risk.
So, Josh, would you eat the berry yourself, or you are just encouraging Zach to do it?
I'm encouraging Zach to eat the berry,
Okay. No, Josh wouldn't touch it.
Yeah, I'm taking one for the team. That's what I'm hearing about here.
And can I just say, Josh's call got very close to the high school chant of, eat it, eat it, eat it.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
It is very hard to turn down that chant.
All right, we got one for yes, we got one for no. Linda on 13, 10, 60, should Zach eat the berry?
Yes, I think he should.
Why is that, Linda?
If it really was poisonous, he wouldn't do it.
Well, hang on.
Poisonous, no.
Right, so you think that I might secretly know that it's okay?
Yeah.
I don't.
You wouldn't do it otherwise.
Okay, well, Linda is drastically overestimating how much research and preparation we do on this radio show.
I did. There was a free app that told me that it was okay. Yeah. But can you really trust an app that's free in the App Store?
We should really clarify this, Zach. We have not got backing on this at the moment. We don't know for sure whether this... we're not sitting here with the results and playing this up. We genuinely have no idea about this particular
fruit. Can I add
fruit?
A potential danger as well?
Sure.
The berries that I picked, I put into some water to try to wash them. And I left them in there for a little while.
Yeah.
A number of worms came out of a number of berries. But I threw those out, so I'm pretty confident the ones I still have don't have worms in them.
Were the worms alive?
They were at the time they came out. I'm not sure if they're alive anymore.
Well, no, that just means it wasn't poisonous to the worms.
Oh, that's true.
So that's pushing us in the right direction.
We got two yeses and a no. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, before 11 o'clock tonight, this is my pledge to the country. Yeah. I will eat the red berry that I found in my yard. I'm willing to do this for Australia. Yeah. I'm willing to do this for humanity. Well, I'm willing to push us forward because if that is a fruit that we're not currently enjoying and it's possibly delicious, can you imagine what that's going to change for the everyday people? Woolworths, Coles, the local fruit shop. They could be stocking these tomorrow, Dom.
We were seconds away there, and you know we were, from going to Chase on the phones. It was going to say,
I see Chase saying it's too dangerous, don't eat it. But I'm choosing not to take Chase's call.
Okay, all right, look, you've made the decision. I, again, want to clear myself and anyone who's called in of liability on this one. You're taking it all for yourself.
to the future courtroom that this might play in. Dom is not pushing me to do this. I have not been influenced by the callers.
Yep.
This is a decision I'm making on my own accord, and I will eat that berry.
All right, Zach might get poisoned before 11 o'clock tonight.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
The Commonwealth Games wrapped up last night with the closing ceremony on the Gold Coast. It has been widely panned. Wasn't very popular, the Commonwealth Games closing ceremony. Even the hosts of Channel 7, Zach, Joe Griggs and Basil Zampalis, were saying afterwards that they apologised for it. They said it came across quite awfully in the end.
If you've seen the footage, they were very critical of
Incredibly critical. It was almost unbelievable how critical they were of the ceremony straight after.
It's unfortunate for us, Dom, but in the last 24 hours, it's been revealed that's not the only thing they were upset about. They've listened to the radio show we've put to air this evening.
Oh, dear.
They weren't happy.
Oh, this is a real shame.
They've said some negative things, and I think we should get on the front foot, Dom.
Yep.
And I've prepared an apology.
We here at Collective Noun would like to address the negative comments made about our radio show by Joe and Basil on Channel 7. We'd like to apologise for tonight's show. We understand you were disappointed.
It hasn't really lived up to expectations.
We are aware that Dom, on more than one occasion, did press the wrong button.
Unfortunately, tonight, the host just didn't get it right.
We will be first to admit some of tonight's stories did waffle on.
They were way too long tonight, way too long. And dare I say it, a little self-indulgent.
Oh, yeah.
It was not necessary.
We understand that Basil and Joe are upset that we even have a radio show.
And it's not right. It's unfortunate. It's not right.
From this point on, we'll make sure that a mistake like this is never made again. Thank you.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. This is Collective Noun's pet name game.
That's right, on 131060. It's the game anyone with a pet can play. Give us a call. We believe just by hearing the name of your pet, we can tell you what type of animal you have.
We have Caitlin in Melbourne. What's your pet's name, Caitlin?
Bubbles.
Okay.
Well, it has to be an animal that blows bubbles. And instantly I think of a fish, like a goldfish,
You know in Finding Nemo, there's an animal, one of the fish is obsessed with bubbles?
I think it's a crab.
A crab is obsessed with bubbles. Is that the crab Rove McManus voices?
I believe so.
Wow, look at that. Could it be a crab then? Potentially.
It could be. I was pretty confident with...
All right, you know what?
You know what? Let's go crab. Let's go crab, because Caitlin does sound like a Finding Nemo / Rove McManus fan.
Okay, Caitlin, is Bubbles a crab?
No.
What's Bubbles?
A horse.
Okay.
Well.
Why?
I actually don't know. I did buy her with the name Bubbles.
Yeah.
So I don't know the originality, but her name is Bubbles.
Okay.
All right. Well, I feel like that has come from, at some point, someone's watched Finding Nemo, and that was the origin of the name.
Possibly the horse was a part of a trio of Powerpuff Girls, and you got the Bubbles.
All right, Evie in Melbourne. What's your pet's name, Evie?
Hi, his name is Mistopheles.
Okay, isn't that a cat from Cats, Dom?
Is it Mistopheles? I haven't seen Cats.
I'm pretty sure. We were watching these YouTube videos on the weekend.
Yep.
Because my wife wanted to show me, because she's like, don't you know what Cats is about?
Right, okay.
And apparently Cats the Musical is a collection of songs about each of the cats.
Is it?
And this one is a very fancy cat.
Is there a narrative in Cats the Musical?
I don't think so. I think it's an introduction of all the alley cats. And this one is a fancy cat.
Okay, well, I just think this is amazing prep you've done over the weekend. If this is correct...
This is Slumdog Millionaire style stuff. This backstory. Evie!
Is Mistopheles a cat?
Yeah, he is.
Yes! Come on, Zach.
Back on the board.
That is outstanding.
Back on the board.
I think you've got to give you at least half of that point to your wife for showing you the YouTube video.
We did watch about 3 hours of Les Mis videos as well. So if the next one is Javert, I'll know it.
Alani in Brisbane. What's your pet's name, Alani?
Hi. My pet's name is Cardi B.
Cardi B. Like the rapper.
Yeah.
I read an article on the weekend about Cardi B as well.
Did you?
That she got bum injections to make her booty larger.
Oh, plastic surgery. Right. Okay. I thought you might have meant Like for some reason they decided to put an immunization.
No. It was like a filler or something.
A filler, okay.
So an animal with a large behind, I would believe.
Did I ever tell you someone thought I'd had fillers in my cheeks a few years ago?
I thought you were going to say your ass. Jeez, that can't be natural. You got a rocking,
you know,
rocking bod.
Well, you hang out with me. I just turn heads everywhere we go, Zach. All right, Cardi B.
An animal with a big ass? Cow?
I was thinking like a baboon.
Horse.
Horse? Do they have?
I reckon it's a dog.
Yeah.
With a rump.
Okay.
And that can rap.
Alani, is Cardi B a dog?
No, she's my chicken with the crooked jaw.
Okay. The chicken with the crooked jaw. Is that a song from Cardi B? A lyric? Can we know?
We're getting it through from our producer.
Well, you know what? I kind of wish. Actually, Michael, jump on a microphone. Our producer just wandered in. What's the story behind this?
She used to. It was a thing about her getting her teeth fixed. That was like part of her thing.
Okay. There we go. Well, you know what, Zach? I feel like you haven't done enough research on the Cardi B front.
Yep. Sorry, guys. I only read one article, and it was about her plastic surgery. I should have read more.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach will be eating the mysterious random fruit he found in his garden in the next half hour. Right now, though, Zach, I found out over the weekend that my mum believes that she invented the baby chino.
Well, she didn't.
Now, obviously, you know the baby chino. It is the drink for toddlers at the cafe, which is just frothed milk in a glass with, I guess, chocolate topping.
I think everyone has someone in their life
who
thinks they invented something, a phrase, an invention.
Yep.
And they obviously didn't.
Well, see, this wasn't a situation of mom saying, have I ever told you guys that I think I invented the baby chino? She brings it up at a dinner party and says, have I ever mentioned that I invented the baby chino?
Okay, well, side note, how often are you at dinner parties with your parents? Because a lot of your stories are coming from that recently.
Okay, not as often. It's just every time it produces a good story. That's what's happening.
So what does she say? She's at the dinner party.
So I'll give you her case, right, that she presents to those present at the party. And I'm going to say it's pretty convincing.
Hit it up.
So she says that when my older brother was a baby, I think the specific year she gives is 1992. She said that she used to go to a cafe and he loved having the froth off the top of her cappuccinos.
Mm-hmm.
So she said that she started bantering with the barista and said, could you make a drink that's just the milk froth for my kid? Do you know what? As a joke, we could call it the baby chino.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the barista started doing it. And every time she'd come in, they'd have a joke. Oh, Judy's here for the baby chino. And she says, anyway, this is how she tells the story. Next thing we knew, it was worldwide.
So how does she think it went worldwide?
There's some holes in the story there.
What type of cafe was it? Was it a franchise or was it independent?
It was franchised.
Yep.
So perhaps.
So you believe that at the quarterly
yep.
franchisee meeting.
Yeah.
They have, okay, anyone have any new drink inventions they want to bring up? And the cafe that your mum went to put up their hand and said, yes, we've been serving the baby chino.
Yep.
That caught on.
Word spread.
And you believe that's how it went into the world.
Well, you know what? I equally was dismissive of my mum initially.
Mm-hmm.
But I've gone online, Zach. I've done some research. The first traces of baby chino being something that was known about come from the mid-90s. Now, this is a big turn in the story. So I've got 95 as the first year that it was popularly offered.
Yeah, so once again, we have Dom's internet skills letting him down because producer Michael has also looked it up.
Really?
And he's passed me from The Independent the idea of a kitty frothed milk originated in the US.
Did it?
Yes.
Do you have a year?
No, but the term baby chino seems to have come from Australia.
Oh, okay. Well, that's something for Mum. She's at least got the term. I mean, I don't know, Zach. The article I found said that Australia and New Zealand were at loggerheads as to who invented it. That they were trying to claim it.
Yeah, the baby chino. But the idea of giving kids frothed milk that was left over from a frothy coffee had already been invented.
Well, Mum is going to be furious about this.
It's going to be like The Social Network. The story of Facebook where those twins tried to sue Zuckerberg. Your mum is going to be suing someone in the US for the name of the baby chino.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Harry Styles loves the spinning chairs on The Voice.
And to kind of see it go full circle is like a really cool experience.
Also, Justin Bieber revealed how much of the Commonwealth Games he watched.
Probably like three... 3 to 5 minutes.
And Donald Trump explained why his musical performance at the closing ceremony didn't go well.
They gave me a bum mic, and I've got to scream into the mic, and I've got friends in the audience, and they keep going like this. What's going on? They gave me a bum mic.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
If you've listened to the show before, you know that each week we ask, beg, nay, plead for 5-star reviews on the iTunes podcast store, a.k.a. the Collective Noun Forum, a.k.a. the happiest place on the internet.
And it is so easy to get into the Collective Noun Forum. All you have to pay is a 5-star rating on the iTunes podcast store. Search for Collective Noun on iTunes. Leave that rating as your admission price in. Then you can write whatever you want in the review, Zach, and wander into this glorious park.
Dom, who do we have frolicking today?
Firstly, J.R. Dan. I don't know if that's meant to be more like a Jaden or J.Arden. I'm not sure, but... welcome in either way. They've just said, long-time listener and Instagram follower, finally taking the dive into the forum. I've often dreamt of hearing that glorious turnstile. I've dreamt of the turnstile as well.
Okay. You have had some weird dreams lately.
I've had normal dreams. I've just been telling you about them. They're pretty normal for me.
Wasn't one of them that you were the king?
Yeah, okay, I did have a dream about being a king.
And I was bringing you grapes. If that's not a reveal of your intentions in this relationship, then I don't know what is.
You know, I know that you're not a fan of dream stories, that we have a rule on this show, no dream stories, because they're always boring. However, I do think if we did Dom's dream wrap-up or something once a week, that'd be a fun segment. Me trying to tell you about a dream I've had.
Do you recall your dreams often?
I have a dream journal. I write them down.
Oh. Well, this is revealing. Could okay. you bring the dream no. journal to work?
You're not having my dream journal. It's very private. It's
right. But aren't they just nonsense, mate?
Sometimes they reveal interesting things about my psychology in my inner monologue. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're quite insightful. Sometimes it's me.
What
joining
do you mean
a...
insightful?
Well, like
insightful to your personality, or yes. insightful you think that you're inventing things?
No.
So you go, you flick through the dream journal. And you go, geez, I actually came up with Facebook.
No, it's like, it's good. It's good dream therapy type stuff. Although sometimes I'll have a really odd one. Like the other week I started an Irish dancing troupe. I'm still not sure what that one meant. Still working through the deep meaning of that one. But firstly, you're not having my dream journal. But if you want me to share the occasional dream story, we can work that into the show.
We'll think about it.
That's a no.
Well, I want to know what type of thing we're going to get.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I don't want to hear the one about Irish dancing.
What's wrong with that one?
Sounds really boring.
Okay. Well, I just, you're hard to please, Zach. Look, Jay Arden, just wanted to say, that, they're a bit worried about where this show would be without my dietary commentaries, which apparently they believe is the vast majority of the show.
Well, that's not untrue.
I mean, it is interesting that tonight with this berry thing where you are just about to eat
this
berry.
It's about my diet, isn't it?
Tonight we are delving into the realm of your diet, which we don't cover too often.
So Dom is overindulging.
Yeah.
On chocolate, mostly.
A whole variety of things, but chocolate's in there.
And I'm eating weird berries that I find on bushes.
Yep.
And that's a summary of our show.
Yeah, pretty much. As you came over today, you and I were hanging out just as friends earlier in the day, having a great time. And
is that in your dream journal? Is this reality or is this your goal?
We were having a great time as friends. And as you came over, I just had a hot cross bun, which I remember you looked quite surprised at when I told you.
Was it in the freezer?
Yes, it was. I've been saving that one since Easter, a gluten-free hot cross bun. Do you know what?
Bit of fun. Bit of fun we're having on the show.
When I told you about that when you came over, you gave me a slightly raised eyebrow. This is like not when we weren't doing any kind of recording or anything. You weren't interested then.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought maybe Zach will be interested if I bring it up in the forum later tonight. That's what I'll do. I'll save it for then.
Yep. Save the good stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of how the show works. So, look, anyway, I'm glad that my diet is giving entertainment to people who are downloading the podcast. We've got I'm Me, I'm Not You popping into the forum. Thank you for stopping by there. Straight off to the Ferris wheel there. And lastly, Zach, we have I Listen to Your Podcast in the Collecting Noun forum. They're just referencing the return of Freedom last week with the... internationally revered segment, Is It Raining Where You Are?
What do they say, Dom? Because this was a one-off return of Freedom.
Yeah.
Dom was trying to get Is It Raining on the show.
Now, Freedom...
And we said it can happen under the condition that it's in the context of freedom, where Dom's allowed to do whatever idea he wants.
Freedom, the segment which long-time listeners of the podcast would know, mysteriously disappeared around the middle part of last year.
It
used to be on every Tuesday podcast, Freedom, and then it just, in 1 week, it never came back.
Was it that mysterious? I think the often runtime of 9 minutes was a little much.
I'm happy to put my hand up and say that there were some...
Freedom had some great highs.
It did. There were some misfires.
There were some segments that were just way too complicated. It got very confusing. Yeah. Last Man Standing to mind.
Let's not get into Last Man Standing.
And that was where we were trying to figure out, are you the last person awake in your suburb? But the way that was figured out was like one of those equations that you see on the chalkboard in... What is that? Goodwill Hunting?
Oh, look, it was a very awfully set up segment. I'll give you that one. And midway through that, I remember you giving me a look of you're digging yourself out of this mess. I don't know what to do here, Dom. So look, Freedom was sent to the retirement home, sent to a farm upstate to live out its life.
And just like a footballer who's called back for one last game and pulls on the boots and the adrenaline gets him across the line, I felt like, is it raining? Went well last week. Does that indicate that Freedom should come back every week? I don't think so.
Well, I mean, it's in talks at the moment. That's all we can say. We're having discussions behind the scenes. But I listened to your podcast, said, I loved the return of Freedom. Well, more specifically, I love the intro to it where Dom ranted about how bad the weather guys are. Obviously, that was my concern. That they always say if it's going to rain, not if it is currently raining.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
During that rant, I thought we might be in for another 9 minute.
Yeah, there were danger signs early on, weren't there? They really were. But we pushed through, didn't we? We learned our lessons from the meetings.
You wrapped up that rant in about 90 seconds, which I was happy about because I thought we could really be settling in here.
Our regular meetings with the boss where he said this can't keep going on for double digits of minutes. We have learned our lesson on Freedom. But they have said that they really enjoyed the intro to Freedom. However, apparently the segment after the intro, well, they love the intro. That's what they've said. So, you know, I don't take that
as
a ringing endorsement for Freedom to return, but I will say I continue to keep ideas for Freedom.
Yeah,
continue to. Yeah, completely. Yeah, yeah.
What else do you got?
One I came up with the other day was, did you get a haircut today?
And what's that idea?
You just heard it.
Okay.
Well, the idea is, how often, for context, rate the haircut, right? So, you know how sometimes you'd be like, oh, this is I got one of the better haircuts of my life today. Mm. And sometimes you'd be like, what a shocker.
Mm-hmm.
People would be able to call up and say, got a 3. And we'd be like,
How about this? Yeah. You know how people get upset because you haven't noticed? Friends and family don't notice a haircut.
Yes.
How about people call up and we have to notice whether or not they got a haircut?
That's pretty good.
So we're talking to them and you go, you sound like you got a haircut today. And they go, thanks for noticing.
That's beautiful. I'm writing that down on my phone right now. Is that Freedom or is that just as a normal segment?
I don't think it's either.
Well, look, I've noted that down in my phone as a potential idea for the show in that folder alongside Dom's dream stories.
I'll announce this here. Yeah. If you hear that on the radio or in the podcast in the coming weeks, just know, and this is a little bit of behind the scenes, we were desperate that day. It will possibly be a Thursday somewhere later in the week. Where sometimes maybe lesser ideas get the run through. Maybe on a Monday or a Tuesday, they go, no, we're not going to do that. And maybe by Thursday, that idea is looking pretty good.
So stay tuned for Thursday's podcast, where did you get a haircut today? We'll get a run. I look forward to that. That is all we've got time for on the forum today. If you do want to be a part of it, we'd really love to have you on board. All you have to do is search for Collecting Down on iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating as your ticket price into the forum. Write whatever you want in the review, and we'll read it out next time on the show.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This might be a world first. We are either about to discover a brand new fruit, or I might be poisoned. I found a random berry in my backyard, and I'm about to eat it. Dom, before we get to it, I've got a few words to say. It's humans' oldest question. Should I eat the red berry? Now, with the support of the nation, I will eat the fruit I found in my backyard.
I'm encouraging Zach to eat the berry,
yes, I think you should.
Eat the berry. Come on, bro.
What stakes are we looking at? Either we discover a new fruit, Christmas has changed forever, Woolworths, Coles, this could be for you, the local fruit shop. You might have a brand new line. On the downside, yes, I could be poisoned, possibly hospitalised. Hopefully that won't happen. I've been through the berries I found in my backyard. I have selected one that I'm pretty confident doesn't have worms in it.
Oh yeah, you mentioned some of them had worms in
about them. About 50% did. I got the one that looks the plumpest, looks the reddest, looks least likely to give me an infection.
The mysterious berry you're currently holding in your hands that looks like a shrinked red pumpkin, size of a cherry. Never seen anything like it before. We have no idea what it is.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go.
I'm about to eat it. Are you ready for this, Tom?
Can I just say, Zach, before you take a bite, it's been an honour working with you. I've appreciated your friendship. Just in case this is my last chance to say these things. I've loved your friendship.
I'll give you one last salute.
Give me a salute.
And this is for you.
Bite into that berry.
Whoa.
Nation waits with bated breath.
Oh, that's interesting. Whoa. Whoa. I don't know if that was a good idea.
Are you still alive? What did it taste like?
Okay.
Whoa. Are you okay?
Whoa. Okay.
Are you spitting something? There's a seed in there.
There's some type of seed.
He spat the seed into the packet. You don't look well.
I'm alive!
You're alive!
Okay. Well, it tasted like an extremely, extremely sour lemon. It did have quite a large seed inside.
Wow.
People were contacting me on Instagram saying it should taste sweet.
Yep.
Maybe a bit like a strawberry.
It didn't.
It wasn't that fruit. Whatever you were thinking it was. I don't think that's what it was.
Okay, well...
I've got a taste in my mouth like I've eaten the skin of a lemon.
Okay, that's lovely.
Do you know how
lovely.
Sometimes you accidentally bite into the skin
sure.
of an orange?
This is like when a daredevil makes the jump over the cliff on his bike.
But we've done it, Tom! I'm feeling good!
He's alive!
I'm still alive! My face hasn't gone blue yet! My mouth feels okay. It's a little dry, okay. But I think that's the adrenaline.
Yeah, but so what do you reckon the time frame is here before we can declare you're officially safe? 24 hours, or...?
I would like to be named after this berry.
Do you mean you like
the way around. I would like the berry named after me. I don't think that's too much to ask, but look out for it in the fruit section over the weekend. I think it'll take a couple of days to get around. I can ship it from my yard. I'm happy to do that, but we have discovered a brand new fruit. My tongue is going a little tingly. I think that's okay, though. I don't think that's an issue.
Let's go to the ads and just do a first aid check. But for the moment, Zach Savoy!
We did it, baby!
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Big McDonald's news today, Zach. You do know I get a Google newsletter every time there's a new McDonald's product announced. That buzzed through earlier today to my... I've got like a whole setup at home. It's like a headquarters.
So what happens? We go bzzz.
Yep.
Bzzz, bzzz, and you go, must be McDonald's news.
Yeah, well, so there's like one buzz for friends contacting, two buzzes for work matters, three buzzes is a McDonald's alert.
I think Batman had the same thing.
Yeah, very, very similar. And look, if McDonald's want to project the golden arches into the sky whenever they want me to buy some McDonald's, I'm happy to comply with that system.
Yep.
The story is, Zach, that they have started selling in Arabia the Halloumi McMuffin. Now, if this doesn't just sound like the best McDonald's product that you've heard of so far, of all the ones that have come through, this has grabbed my attention.
What's
more than
on
anything.
The halloumi McMuffin?
So you get a grilled halloumi with a little bit of lettuce, a juicy tomato slice, and apparently some olive paste. I'd certainly ask for it without the olive paste, but that's just me personally. But a halloumi making its way to fast food, this is my first point. Halloumi making its way to fast food is great news for all of us. Because halloumi so far has been reserved for trendy cafes.
Mm-hmm.
If halloumi makes its way into a drive-thru, the world's going to be a better place.
Well, why my ears prick up hearing that is that sounds like a vegetarian option
yes.
as a McMuffin, which I guess you can get an egg McMuffin at the moment.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's not the same though as a halloumi one. So that's
I imagine
news,
would you be adding bacon to that if you were purchasing that?
Of course I would be. And yep. egg. And I'd just be saying bacon egg McMuffin with halloumi.
Okay. In fact, you're not really excited about the new product. You're just excited about getting halloumi at McDonald's.
Get halloumi in the kitchens. I'd probably just start asking for hash brown shaped halloumi in the little hash brown packets.
What I can imagine also, if halloumi did come to McDonald's in this country, is that you getting it on the side would be pretty cheap. Because I know been excited in cafes before with, you know, what were you excited about? $3 for a side of halloumi?
Yeah, that's a good price. I'll happily take $3.
McDonald's would be much cheaper than that.
I don't want to dream of this future just in case it doesn't come true. But you are right. The thing I was thinking though, Zach, because this is one of many in the list of stories where McDonald's release one product somewhere in the world and you can't get it here. So you might have heard that in Austria, they've got McNoodles. Which is like stir-fry noodles.
When you say you might have heard, I'm not as up to date with McDonald's around the world as you. That's not how I spend my weekends. I wonder what McDonald's in Russia is serving up.
Well, in Germany, they've got the McNürnberg, which is German sausages on a bun. That's pretty good. In China, bacon, macaroni and cheese toasties. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
But my point is, for a long time, I have thought, you know, it's a shame that these are not accessible to us in Australia, but I've come up with a solution. It's a business model. I want to pitch it at you and I want to get you as an investor.
Is it international Uber Eats?
that's a great idea. It wasn't. I was going to say some sort of Contiki tour where we travel the world and visit the various McDonald's.
That's not bad, but what I'm thinking.
Yeah, you won me over.
What I'm thinking is while you're overseas, you have the international Uber Eats app open. And so you lodge that you're in America.
Yes.
And then people can ask you to get stuff for them. And a part of that might be the halloumi bacon and egg McMuffin.
I don't know how that'll go on after the flight back to Australia, but that's not the point. The point is you'd be able to get it.
But how good's that? Because if I go, hey, can you get me some Reese's Pieces?
Yeah.
And they go, yeah, okay, I'll take $1 from that for myself. But the rest of it I'll bring back in my baggage. I'll mail it to you.
Well, you know what? This started with me wanting to pitch a travel agency Contiki tour style visiting the McDonald's of the world. It's ended with us inventing international Uber Eats.
Yep.
I feel like this is going to be your magnum opus act.
Thank you. We'll celebrate by getting some halloumi sent to us from Arabia.
That is all we've got time for on the show. If you want to hear the full thing back, including Zach attempting to eat a berry from his garden that was possibly poisonous,
So far, so good. I'm still alive.
You can get the podcast by searching for Collective Noun. And hopefully, Zach, 10 p.m. tomorrow night, we'll be back.
We'll be back. Fingers crossed.
We'll see you then.
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.